Welcome back to Bracketology. It's, well, not the quite the final one. It's the second to final Bracketology before we get to the state tournament. It's time for the boys to take over. Ricky Klaverkamp here, joined by BJ Walters. And BJ, you had a fun time in Minot covering the girls' state.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations to the Lobos. About as dominant a semi and a championship as you could possibly have. Congratulations to Ben and to the whole program. You know what I learned this weekend, and I can't believe I didn't know this. I feel kind of stupid for not knowing this.
Oh?
But Ben Holland's sister is engaged to Peyton Smith, Kyle Smith's son.
Oh.
The head football coach at Carrington, his son, is marrying Ben Holland's sister.
Well, isn't that something? Small world.
Yeah. So I saw Peyton Saturday at the get-together afterwards, and I jokingly, although there's truth to every joke, you know what they say, mm-hmm. I jokingly told him, you know, now there's a state champion in the family. We got to get one for his dad or his brother.
Yeah, isn't that true? Up in Carrington.
But
when's the last time Carrington's won any championship up there?
2011, it was the girls' basketball team. By the way, can I just make a statement here?
Yes.
I have figured out Carrington's role in three-class basketball and volleyball, at least girls' basketball and volleyball. I have figured out what their role is.
Okay.
And what it is those of you who are big into video games will completely understand this reference. Carrington is the final boss.
Ah.
If you beat them, you beat the game. What am I talking about? Last year, state basketball quarterfinal, Valley City beats Carrington. They win the state title. Last year, softball. Now, granted, softball, not that intriguing. We all know Central Cass is going to win it. But quarterfinal, Central Cass beats Carrington. They win the state championship. Volleyball this year, the state championship. The two teams that kept Carrington from getting there, Valley City and Mayport CG. And then last weekend, Valley City wins their second straight title after beating who to qualify for state? Carrington. Carrington is the final boss in this video game.
You know what? I think that's an apt description. I think that is a very apt description there. The boys won it. For Carrington won the state title back in 2010, by the way.
Yep. It was boys 1 year, girls the next. That's right.
And meanwhile, I'm looking for my Oaks Tornadoes have never won it in boys basketball. I don't know if they've won it in girls.
Well, that
either.
Might be changing here pretty soon.
That might be. Oaks won the girls back in 1997. That's when the girls last won it. So yeah.
Football ever won it?
I don't remember. No, they've never won it.
Okay. Oh man.
Yeah, no. I don't know if volleyball's ever won it either. I'll quick look that up as we get ready to talk to about Region 1 boys basketball tournament happening at the Highlander Activity Center. Got moved on over from the VCSU bubble. We talked a little bit about this last week or 2 weeks ago before district started, and I gotta say, being at the hack for those few days, it's a lot. I like it better than I like the bubble.
I like the hack a lot as well. And I will say, just coming into this tournament, District 1 teams are at a huge advantage because they've already played at the hack.
Yes.
And that's going to matter. But the hack is a great venue for us in the press. We're way up where we can see everything. Mm-hmm. It's a great setup. I really like it.
Now, talking a little bit about districts first. First things first, District Boys or District 1 championship, Oaks beats Hankinson 86-74. I should say Oaks beats Rayshon Earl 86-57. And the rest of the team from Hankinson just kind of hung around there and scored 17 points. I mean, my goodness. Tornado. Rayshon Earl is a player to behold.
I mean, think about this. How many times do you get to say so-and-so player scored 57 in defeat?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's just that's absurd.
It's nuts that that happened. It shouldn't have happened either. And that's why Oaks beat Hankinson. No one else from Hankinson could score. No one. At the half,
you
BJ,
know, tonight might not be.
At the half, it was 86 to something to 26 or 28. And Rayshon had 26 of their 28 points.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was at the
and
half.
And he might need to do it again tonight.
Yeah, he might. And if Hankinson has to do this again, I don't know if they make it past tonight. I mean, let's be honest, Rayshon can only do so much.
Yeah, and there is a really bad matchup on the other side. A really, look, Class B teams don't have 6'5 big guys. I don't know how you're going to guard Hoffman.
Yeah, I mean, Oaks can match up to him. They can stick Giles on him and say, Giles Meyer, go crazy. And that'll be that. They'll just go at each other all night long. Giles stands at like 6'2", 6'3". So he's fine. But Hankinson doesn't have that. Oh,
mm-hmm.
And that's where it comes down to district championships are huge.
The big thing is he's not just a 6'5 guy. He's a 6'5 guy who will pull you away from the basket so that he can drive. I mean, look, MPB is great team. They just ran into, and I used this descriptor over the weekend, and it got applauded, so I'm going to do it again. Linton HMB is the most boring, great team you could possibly imagine. All they do is all the things that make sure they win games.
Yep.
Nothing special. They're boring, but my gosh, are they good.
Well, and here's the thing, and looking at this tournament, and the team, this round one that we got, as I try to find the correct one, round one we got Oaks versus Kidder County, Ecamm versus Sargent County, Linton HMB versus Winemere Ledgewood, and Hankinson versus MPB. The only games I'm semi-confident I know the results of are Oaks versus Kidder, Linton versus Winemere Ledgewood. Those are it.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, this Sargent County squad, BJ, they are... I don't know what happened, but this team, even in the regular season, I noticed this. They took Oaks the distance right away in the first half before Oaks pulled away and won 86-54. But this Sargent County squad, I mean, they gave Hankinson all sorts of fits throughout the entirety of their game, and they lost in the semifinals 73-67. Then they handled Barnes County North with
a pretty good team.
Yeah, they handled Barnes County North rather well. They won that one 65-55. I mean, they stopped. The only problem I have with Sargent County is they get into foul trouble and they'll run out of players.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
yep, I agree with you. Oaks Kidder, okay, we kind of know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
Linton Winemere Ledgerwood, okay, we know how that's going to go. Now, look. You might be high on Sargent County, but if you're going to give me Rory NC in a regional tournament game, I'm going to be an awfully happy guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
you never want to bet against Sargent.
He is a master of this time of year.
You never want to bet against EKM. You never do.
That's right.
It's them and Lamora's who you never want to bet against, which, I mean,
mm-hmm.
funny thing, MPB beat. Or was it MPB beat Lemoore in the end? Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. MPB beat Lemoore in the end by 6 to make it for the first time since 2017 that Lemoore is not in a region tournament. Speaking of streaks, by the way, Linton hasn't not made it to a region tournament since the year 2000, at least.
Exactly. Exactly. And they have, so... I have been very critical of high school kids on one front this year. They have no awareness of time and game situation. None. It almost cost Valley City Girls their whole season. But that's not the case with Linton. They're slow heartbeat. If we're up by 6 with 2 minutes left, we're going to take all 35 seconds. We're not going to put up a stupid shot early. No. They are, again, they're boring as heck.
Yep.
And they're really good.
They're really good at what they do. And I saw them at the beginning of the year in the Tornadoes. I mean, Tornadoes had just beaten Ellendale by 12 in the Cowbell game, 48-36. And Ellendale, I thought, played exceptionally well. Oaks then turned around and then dominated Linton on the 20th of December, 69-36.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows how that would go if they ended up meeting. This tournament, wide open. Probably talk a little guesswork here. I mean, we both said Oaks versus Kidder County. Oaks wins that one. Yep. Ecamm versus Sargent County. BJ, I'm struggling to pick against Sargent County. My mind is saying Ecamm. My heart says Sargent County.
No, I'm picking Ecamm, and I got to be honest with you, I don't think it's going to be that close.
Really?
I really do not think Sargent County can score on this Ecamm team.
I'm going to pick Ecamm just because, again, I'm not going to bet against Ecamm, and I'm not going to bet against Rory Ensie.
Yep.
I can't do that. Linton HMB, we both have Linton HMB beating Winemere Lidgerwood.
Here's my question for you.
Okay.
What is Winemere Lidgerwood good at? Because they're an above 500 team. They got to be good at something. I just watch them and go, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either, because every time I've watched them, I've been underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I have been exceptionally underwhelmed by this team. They lose to Sargent County in the first round of the district, 65-59. They then just beat up Enderlin, which not a big deal. They then beat Maple River, which, again, not a big deal. This Winemere Lidgerwood squad, I watched them in the regular season, and me and Garrett were sitting there struggling, going, how are they averaging about 50 points per game? How are they at the time? That's what they're averaging. Oaks beat them 64-24.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Winemere Lidgerwood's good at. Linton's going to win this game.
I think so, too. It may be a running clock.
I think so, too. And Garrett will have the call on that one. He'll also have the call on this final game, MPB versus Hankinson, which, am I wrong to say MPB wins this game?
You are, but it's not because MPB is not a good team. In fact, I think they're a very good team. I just think Rayshon's going to do what has to be done to win the game.
I think it's close.
Oh, it's extremely close. Oh, my gosh.
I think this is a one-possession game at the end.
Look, I have a 6 p.m. game tonight. I cannot wait to pack up my gear, get in the car, and listen to Garrett call this game.
This is going to because I'll have the first two, Oaks versus Kidder, then Ecamm versus Sargent County.
I cannot wait to listen to this game, but it's going to be in the 70s or 80s.
Oh, absolutely. There's not going to be defense.
There's not going to be much defense. MPB's offense is very, very precise and very efficient. But they have seen nothing like Rayshon Earl. They have seen nothing like Rayshon Earl. And I think if Rayshon has to go for 60 tonight, he'll go for 60 tonight. The way that Hankinson wins this game is that they just get something from elsewhere. Because Rayshon's going to try to get whatever he can. They have to get something from somewhere else.
Well, and Jax Hernandez was injured. I think he is still out. I don't know for sure. I have not received any confirmation on that. But Hernandez was out, which is a big part. You got to look at Gunnar Ilg or Parker Falk, and neither of which did much of anything in that championship game.
Yeah. And maybe what you need is not on the offensive end tonight.
Mm.
Maybe you just need people to body up Chase Ova and body up Tarek Kinzel and body up Gage Hoffman and make life miserable on him. Now, again, Gage Hoffman's 6'5". There's nobody on this Pirates roster that can just take him. But I think the game plan should be, once you see the ball hit the floor on a dribble, double comes from the weak side. Boom. Do not immediately show him double. But once the ball goes to the ground, boom, help side double. Got to be that way. But you cannot help off Kinzel, and you cannot help off Ova, because they're outstanding three-point shooters.
this is going to be an interesting game. So you have Hankinson winning.
I have Hankinson. Yep.
I'll pick Hankinson too, just because I want to watch Rayshon Earl play another game, because I love watching him play.
So we are in total agreement on today.
On today, yeah. Tomorrow I have it'll be Oaks versus Hankinson for both of us, and Linton H&B versus Hankinson. I have Oaks winning against EKM.
I have Oaks over EKM, although that's going to be closer than you think.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Let's see. What time? Where they met up in the regular season. They met up at the beginning of January, and it was 69-53 only.
Yeah. So, I mean, EKM is going to hang around. Yeah, that's the crazy part about playing Sargent County. I don't mean to be disrespectful here, but you don't think Rory Ancy already has put in a game plan for Oaks?
Oh, definitely.
And it's going to be a chess match.
Yeah. And it's going to be, how quickly can we get can we get Bo Thorpe to foul? It will be that. And, I mean, Oaks can play without Bo Thorpe, but they need Bo Thorpe.
Yeah, well, I'm just fascinated because there's nobody better this time of year. Greatest of respect to everybody. There's nobody better than Rory Ancy.
And he's taking on first-year head coach Jeremy Sitzler.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's going to be interesting. I have Oaks winning. You have Oaks winning. Linton H&B versus Hankinson. At this point, I don't think Hankinson loses.
I don't either, but they had better be ready to be physical, mm-hmm. because Linton H&B is physical. The Silvernagle kid is a dreadful matchup for anybody because he's 6'3", and he can just stroke it from three. I mean, my goodness, does he have a great jump shot. He hit a jumper right at the buzzer of the first half against EKM in that district championship game. It totally changed the momentum of the game. Oh. And the Lions still have Justin Bosch. This is a good team, a really good team, but I got Hankinson.
I will pick Hankinson as well. I don't think they lose that semifinal matchup. I think they have Oaks in their windshield there just watching. And then so we'll get Linton and EKM for the third place game. Let's see. Linton beat them in the championship. Did Linton beat them in the regular season? They did. It was 79-61 there. I think Linton pulls off the sweep.
It's hard to beat a good team three times.
It is, but I think Linton's good enough to do it.
I think they are as well. I'm going to pick Linton. Would it shock me if Edgerly won this game? Not even the slightest amount. No. Of course not.
Wouldn't shock me either at all. And that gets us to the championship game, which will complete the trilogy of games between Oaks and Hankinson. And Hankinson won game one, Oaks won game two. That's the difference from this year to last year. Oaks won the first two games. This is for all the marbles this time. Each one has one win apiece. I pick Oaks, and it's going to be by one score.
I said before districts that the team who won district would not win the region.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to stand by that. I don't really have a choice here. I'm picking Hankinson.
Okay.
I think it will be very, very close. I might actually show up at the hack. That's right. BJ Walters might make an appearance because I kind of want to see this game in person.
He might make an appearance to sign autographs, everybody.
Okay. Nobody wants my autograph. But, well, I mean, let's be honest about that.
BJ Walters, famous for the Bracketology podcast.
Here's the thing. This is a different year from last year, mm-hmm. and here's why. Even if you get to the final and it's Oaks Hankinson, the losing team's going to be heavily favored Saturday. This is not – Region 2's not good this year. It's one good team and a bunch of mid.
So Region 2, you look at Region 2 real fast here. We'll go very quickly here because we're running short on time. You got Park River, Fordville, Lankin versus North Star, St. John versus Midway Minto, Langdon Area, Munich versus North Border, Drayton Valley, Edinburg versus Nelson County. What's going on over there.
And I don't think a single first or second place team is going to win tonight.
Yeah.
Langdon, how's this for your stat of the day? You ready for this?
Yes.
Langdon won three straight games in the district tournament to win the district championship. They had not won two straight district games all year.
Oh.
And Drayton Valley Edinburgh upset Midway Minto in the District 3 semifinals. Look, the only good team in Region 2 is Midway Minto. They're going to win it, which means the loser of Oaks Hankinson is playing a team like North Star.
Oh,
which they boy. Still have Hunter Hagler, but he's not the scorer that Rayshon is or that Bo is. So I like Region 1 to get
probably three teams in.
Three teams in. I like Region 1 to get three teams in, and I like Region 2 to get Midway Minto.
Yep. And Oaks beat Midway Minto in the region qualifier last year, if everybody remembers that game. Coming down to the wires, 47-45, the final score on that one.
Yeah, I just...
Because New Rockford Cheyenne is out already.
That's right. They were eliminated by North Star.
Aye, aye, aye.
And it was not close. It was like 59-40.
57-40 final, yeah.
This brings up an interesting case study. And maybe this is a discussion for the off season. But in both girls and boys basketball, you have got players who play long into the postseason and immediately the next Monday are into their next sport.
Mm-hmm.
In South Dakota, there's a 3-week break in between fall and winter sports. I wonder if we can tinker with our calendar in this state just to give these kids a break in between seasons.
I think you probably can. I think you just have to shorten the basketball season a little bit.
Or you can start... especially on the girls' side, you can start playing volleyball matches in August.
Yeah, you can. You definitely can.
So I hope that's a discussion that's taking place, because these kids are being asked to do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've seen it, Ricky, in some of these postseason games you've done. They're tired.
Yeah,
you
they
can
are.
Tell these kids are tired.
Barnes County North versus Sargent County, they came on out, and I mean, it was very physical right away, but it looked like the end of the fourth quarter by the end of the first.
Yeah, so hopefully that's something that gets discussed.
All right, and that will do it for us today. BJ, always a pleasure. Hopefully we'll see you on Thursday.
Yes, have a great call tonight, and hopefully see you guys Thursday at the Hack.
Absolutely. That's BJ Walters. This has been Ricky Cloverkamp. Again, the Region 1 Class B Boys Basketball Tournament. You can catch it right here, KTDR The Tornado, and Thunder 98.3 as well. For BJ Walters, this has been Ricky Cloverkamp. This has been Bracketology on the i3G Sports Network.